Well, real estate agents around Australia have noticed a dynamic shift between agents and their clients, both vendors and buyers, as they transact properties in the current climate, according to McGrath CEO Jeff Lucas, who joins me. Jeff, welcome to the show and thanks for your time.
Thanks again for having me, Kevin. Pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure. Hey, Jeff, I sense something good is coming out of this enforced change in how transactions are coming together, especially for well-established and respected agents. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. Well, you know, we're finding the stronger agents are actually doing remarkably well in this current environment. What we're seeing, you know, by the enforced regulations is the ability now to work very much closer with your clients, and so to have, you know, I guess to remove a little bit of the noise that was around. You know, if you've got an open for inspection and you've got many, many parties, sometimes you're not getting the quality of conversations or relationships with the buyers. And certainly the good quality agents now are enjoying that and cutting through a lot of that noise to have very, very productive time with their clients.
It's funny, isn't it, how we're now heralding how technology is helping keep people connected. Agents are also reverting to good old-fashioned one-on-one buyer appointments, which is what you're talking about there. How do you think that's going to impact the industry in the long term, Jeff?
Yeah, look, you know, as I've been saying a little bit now, there are a few silver linings. Clearly, this is a very, very difficult time in the community and the business world and across the planet as well. But, you know, we're seeing the opportunity to drag forward technology, which I guess is bringing efficiencies to people that otherwise would not have been brought to the fore so quickly. But it's actually creating the ability to have those closer conversations and closer relationships as well, which so the technology will remain. But we might just change the way that we're doing business a little bit post-COVID. You know, we've seen some of our agents change the way that they're going to conduct their opens post-COVID. For example, during the week, a number of them are looking at just doing private buyer inspections during the week, reverting to open for inspections on the weekend, but focusing just on private buyer appointments during the week. So there's some changes that will occur and we'll be benefiting buyers, sellers, agents from the drag forward of this technology as well.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, what you're describing there is the way the industry used to work, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, where open homes were like a special event, but we used to take buyers around in our cars. Not suggesting that's going to happen today, but it's such an interesting twist on what's... the other thing I wanted to ask too, Jeff, was that you and the McGrath organisation were almost pioneers in this. I think you were the first group to actually do stay-at-home. You did it for one day prior to the lockdown. That was an interesting exercise, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did that actually a few days before the lockdown, and we did that because we wanted to test the redundancy of all of our systems, and we were pleasantly surprised. You know, we'd embarked on a fairly big program of investment that stood us in great stead for when the eventual lockdown did happen, and we've been very pleased with the way that our systems have supported our people from working remotely. Now, of course, we're starting to turn our mind to how we're going to operate as we come out of that enforced lockdown.
So I'll get to that in just a moment, talking about, you know, after Corona. But before I do, what are you hearing from agents about consumer confidence? Because that's always a key indicator for me anyway about where the market's headed.
Yeah, it is. Look, we do cover a number of different geographies throughout the 100 offices in our network. Generally, I mean, it has taken a beating. Generally, though, it depends on the job security. It's also been encouraged by, I guess, the proactivity and the strength of the government initiatives, Job Seeker, Job Keeper. I mean, there are a couple of significant initiatives that have helped bolster what was otherwise waning consumer confidence. So for those that are confident in employment, transactions are still happening and good transactions are happening.
Mm. Jeff, how do you think this changed the dynamic of how this is going to change the dynamic of property transactions in the future? Or do you see it reverting back to how it was pre-corona?
Look, out of any crisis like this, there are opportunities that arise. As I mentioned before, the technology that we've invested in and brought forward will remain. For example, online options, that technology will be used to supplement the old-fashioned physical options that will again come back to the fore. But we'll be using that technology to enhance that process. So I think it's been an opportunity to actually bring some positives. And of course, what I mentioned before, the rekindling of the strong relationships between the agent and the clients, I think that's here to stay. And I think it's a reawakening of the realization that people want to be treated with special attention. People do appreciate personal attention and personal relationships. And I think this is helping us leverage from that.
Well said, my friend. McGrath CEO Jeff Lucas has been my guest. Jeff, thanks again for your time and your insight.
Good on you, Kevin. Much appreciated.